AP News, I'm Ed Donahue. Submarine that carries people to view the wreckage of the Titanic in the North Atlantic is overdue. OceanGate Expeditions confirms the search for its five-person submersible and said its focus is on those aboard the vessel and their families. Larry Daly is a member of the Newfoundland and Labrador group Titanic Explorer.
I was in the sub for 12 hours. We have our own breathing system on board, and if that's maintained properly, like changing your filter and your CO2 scrubber, you can stay down there for, you know, quite a few hours. And in our case, you know, I was down there for 12 hours total time in the sub.
He spoke to CTV. Chris Perry, a retired Navy Rear Admiral from the UK, told Sky News the rescue taking place in the North Atlantic was a very difficult operation. At least one person is dead as severe weather moves through Mississippi. Tornadoes were reported around Jackson. The AP's Michael Goldberg reports weather has knocked out power.
More than 120,000 customers were without power Monday morning in eastern parts of Texas and portions of Louisiana and Oklahoma, according to Southwestern Electric Power Company.
Sweltering heat as well as storms are the reasons for the power outages. Idaho State Police say they're continuing to investigate a shooting that left four people dead in the small city of Kellogg. Law enforcement has not identified yet the victims or the suspect. Mass shootings and violence killed or wounded people across the country this weekend, including at least 60 shot in the Chicago area alone. About 100 letters containing suspicious white powder have been sent to lawmakers and other public officials across Kansas. No injuries have been reported, according to the Kansas Bureau of Investigation. Milton Powell, a Houston rapper who performed under the name Big Pokey and is credited with elevating the city's hip-hop scene, died after collapsing during a show in Texas. This is AP News. The UN is rebuking Russia for denying access to the area of the dam collapse in Ukraine.
The breach stranded residents as it flooded large areas, threatening power supplies and causing an environmental calamity as the war approaches 16 months. The UN Humanitarian Coordinator for Ukraine said in a statement late Sunday, the Russian government has declined the organization's request to access the areas under its control. Denise Brown urged the Russian authorities to act in accordance with their obligations under international humanitarian law. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Last night, pop star Bebe Rexha was hit in the face and injured by a cell phone hurled from the audience at a hometown show in New York City. A man was arrested. A bruise and a bandage were visible above her left eye in social media post Rexha made today. She says she's feeling all right. Bebe Rexha is next scheduled to perform in Philadelphia tomorrow. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Most people don't know how many financial accounts they have or their net worth. And when you're not paying attention, you're leaving money on the table. The solution is Monarch, an all-in-one personal finance tool that brings your entire financial life together in one clean interface on your laptop or phone. In just minutes, link all your accounts for a complete picture of your financial health. You'll never need a spreadsheet again. Get 50% off your first year, that's just $50 total, at monarch.com with code BUDGET. That's monarch.com, promo code BUDGET.